The reading this morning is taken from Galatians chapter 4, beginning at verse 4. But when the time set had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. Because you are his sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, God has also made you an heir. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Luke chapter 2, verses 15 to 21. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let's pray together. Lord, speak to us through your word, to our hearts and minds today, we pray. Amen. When our boys were little boys, we sometimes used to read stories to them at night. And when they got a little older, the stories came in installments. And I recall in particular reading the Hobbit to my older son David over a series of nights, which caused such entertainment to Jill's antenatal class below that they stopped listening to her and started listening to me instead upstairs. But of course, when you get a story in installments, you're always wondering, what's happened next? When Daddy shut the book and said, till tomorrow night, and they were left guessing, what do you think happened next? We see it with TV serials. Who remembers Dallas? Yes. Who shot JR? How long did you spend discussing that between one series and the next? Because, of course, the story wasn't over. We know the story's not over. It doesn't stop there. And that's true of the Christmas story as well. On Christmas Day, we heard about how Mary gave birth to Jesus in Bethlehem. And in the absence of a cradle, laid him in a manger, an animal feeding trough, presumably on some straw. And shepherds who were out in the field saw an angel who told them good news of great joy, that a saviour had been born, Christ the Lord, and the sign of it was the baby lying in a manger. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby in the manger, just as the Lord, God himself, through his angel, had told them. That's where we stopped on Christmas Day. If you can see the crib scene at the front, that's where the crib scene stops as well. Unfortunately for many people, that seems to be as far as they want to go with the Christmas story. The sweet little baby asleep in the hay. Well, the Bible doesn't actually say asleep, but we don't like to think of him crying. For them, but for so many people, the story of Christmas stops there. As if the manger was the point of Christmas. But a little secret, the story doesn't stop there. So what happened next? And that's where today's Bible reading come in. Like any TV serial, we started with a recap of the last instalment, the shepherds finding the baby. Well, I think you could probably make a fair guess about what happened next. I'm going to tell you another little secret. Sheep aren't very exciting. And a shepherd's life isn't really that exciting either. And this was by far the most exciting thing that had ever happened to these shepherds, or indeed to anyone they knew. What did they do? Well, they didn't keep it to themselves. They were singing and praising God, and all the people in the Bethlehem houses wondering what these raucous shepherds were up to in the streets. And they told everyone they met. They told Mary and Joseph about the angels. They must have done. They told everyone else in the place where they were staying. They told everyone else they met in the streets of Bethlehem and on their way back to the fields. I suspect they told the sheep as well. But what did they tell them? Not just that they'd seen a newborn baby. People would have said, big deal. Babies are born all the time. There's probably 10 or 20 in Bethlehem. Not even that they'd seen a vision. Although they probably did tell people that, but that wasn't the real point. What mattered was why this baby was special, the message that the angel had given them, had told the shepherds about the baby. And what they told people, according to the Bible, was what the angel had told them about this baby. A baby who is still unnamed at this point. And that was three big, big things. First, the baby would be a saviour for all the people. The shepherds probably weren't quite sure what this meant. Did it just mean their own race, the Jewish people? Or did it mean everyone? And it wasn't clear what he would save them from. They may have thought about Roman rule or their own poverty and hardship. The poor are at the centre of Luke's gospel. But as Luke goes on to make clear in his gospel, this baby would be a saviour for all people, from all nations, saving them from their sins and the penalty of death. While the shepherds may not have been sure of this, Mary and Joseph had already had some clues. We'll come back to that in a minute. The second thing was, this baby was the Christ. It's not a surname, despite what various comedians think. It's a Greek word meaning anointed one. And it translates the Hebrew word, which in Hebrew is actually said Mashiach, but we say Messiah. And what this meant was that the baby was sent, authorized, and empowered by God himself. The Jews had been waiting for hundreds of years for the Messiah to come, and now he was here, according to the angel. This was big, big news. And the third thing was perhaps the biggest of the lot, that this baby was the Lord. And that's staggering, because that's the regular title the Jewish people use for God himself. Luke has already used it at least 20 times in his gospel to refer to God. The shepherds and their hearers must have wondered what they meant by saying the Lord. At the very least, it meant this Messiah would be king over the world under God. But Mary had had a clue that it might be even more. Because when the baby was conceived, Gabriel had told her that he would be called Son of God. And indeed, that is how Paul described him in our Galatians passage, the Son of God, born of Mary. And of course, as Christians, we understand that he was God. But even if the shepherds didn't understand all this, they were the first evangelists. An evangelist is someone who tells somebody else the good news about Jesus Christ. And they were telling others the good news they had received and experienced themselves as witnesses. Now, I don't know about you, but evangelism always seems a daunting thing to me. But at the end of the day, all we are asked to do to be evangelists is to do what the shepherds did, to be open, eager, and honest witnesses to what we have experienced of Jesus and God. And Mary remembered and treasured all these things and thought long about them, though even she could not have guessed the painful route of suffering and death her baby would undergo in becoming Saviour and King. And at the end of the passage, we have another point. What religion was Jesus? Well, he wasn't Christian, he was Jewish. And in the eighth day of his life, they circumcised him, because that happened to all Jewish males, in accordance with the ancient covenant God had made with Abraham. You can read about it in Genesis chapter 17. Jesus was Jewish. That's why the Old Testament, the Jewish scriptures, are so important to Christians. And Mary and Joseph named him. And what did they call him? Come on. Actually, they didn't call him Jesus. That might surprise you. But Jesus is the Greek version of his name, which appears in the Gospels, which were written in Greek. But the Jews wouldn't recognize it. They called him Yeshua. Indeed, that is exactly how a Messianic Jew I met recently referred to him. Yeshua Mishia, Jesus the Messiah. That was the name that angels had told both Mary and Joseph to give him. And it has an important meaning. It means the Lord saves. The name confirmed the angelic prediction. The good news was news of salvation through this baby who would be the saviour for everyone. Can we follow the shepherds in proclaiming it? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, help us to tell others about the good news of salvation. Amen.